Yeah, so the kashru is, you see, Rabbi Yossi holds Yesh Breira, and like Rashi says, the what Rashi says, Nechladi the Amrinim Huvra Dover Shezeha Preda Sheikrib Lishmo Shelzu Shelohi. It belonged to her. The Shame Bailam Binim, because by Kodshim you have to have the Bailam of the Korban. The Ain Breira, if you tell me Ain Breira, Ikalameima Chates Verle Sheikrib Lo Loi Shelohoyo Elishochaverto. For korban, a korban, b'shinu b'aylam, kamo b'sochem, b'sochem, de'enu oyla, or de'enu oyla l'aylam. So, b'zoi, behold, ein breira, how could the kohen later pick which one should be an oyla for this isha, which one should be a chatas for the other one? Maybe no, maybe when they bought it, this is not the one that was aimed for, and you bring in the wrong korban. Elamai, you see, Rabbi Yossi holds from yesh breira. And if the Gemara, no, there's no raya. Omar rabo, hosom, kishihisnu. We're talking about metchila, when the two nashim brought their kabonis, they made a beferish of tenai. They made it tonight to say that whichever one the Kohen picks later to be for my Eulah, to be for your Eulah, that's what it should be. We're totally in the das of the Kohen. That's the way Rashi learns. Rashi learns, Kishihisnu, Hanoshim B'neim, the Noshim made it tonight between them. Shekol mi sheyakrev ha-Kohen l'shmo yehei shaloh. Whichever one the Kohen will choose later to be, that's the one that belongs to me. Now, Tosfos asks the Kashan Rashi, if I care, what do I care if they made it tonight? That's Mamish Breira. That we're totally b'das acherim. Right now we don't know which bird belongs to who. No, we'll be totally later tomorrow what the kohen wants. So chura, that is breira. What is Gemara saying about you made it tonight? So the Rishash Shreifanot wants to be masber Rashi, the pshat from breira is totally if you want the chaleis to be chal right now. Much before by truma. When you mafish the truma, it has to be chal b'shash you made the afrosha. I, right now, we don't know which one is truma. So we say tomorrow when you mavai, you pick out the 150th to be the truma, it's huvra dover as if yesterday this should be the truma. So brera always has to be chal the mafraya before. What about here, two noshim bought their birds? Now we don't care b'shas they bought it, who it belonged to. The ikur is totally b'shas the crane is makriv the korban, that he should be makriv for the right bailam. So it doesn't have to be chal mafreya. It could be chal right now, b'shas the kohen is bringing the kabonas. That's when it has to be chal to who it belongs. And the doubt they brought it together with it tonight, whichever one they want to, whichever the kohen picks should be it. Therefore, it's not totally in breira. Now, if I care, the chalois, the kinyan is first chal later. When the kohen picks, this one should be the oyla for rochel. It's taka chal then the din oyla for rochel. This one should be the oyla for leya. It's taka chal later, so it's not totally in breira. So that's the Gemara's teretz. Rabbi Yossi really holds Ein Breira. Now here we're talking about you made it tonight. For the Gemara, Yehoch, Yemai Lemein, if you made it tonight, then what's the Chiddush? What are you telling me? Like Pshit that helps. So the Gemara, Kamashmon Kid Rav Chizda. You're telling me a Chiddush like Rav Chizda. The Yom Rav Chizda. Ein Hakine Misparshis. When an Isha buys these two birds, it's not chal on the birds like Misparshis means to separate them. Which bird should be for the Oilo and which bird should be for the Chattis? When is it chal with the dinim on the birds? Elo, I belakiches bailam. It could be chal b'shash you buy the two birds. If you speak out the ferish, I want this one to be an oil and this one to be chatis as chal then. Oy b'yasiyas koin. Or else, it's not chal in between. Let's say she bought the bird stam, then it's, even though later she says this should be the oil, it's not chal then. The next time it could be chal after she bought it, is only b'yasiyas koin. B'shash the koin does the hakarova, and he does this bird should be the oil for rochel, that's when it's chal. Here also, these two noshim together bought b'shutfis four birds, and b'shas they bought it stam, and they made it tonight that later when the kohen is makrif, whichever one the kohen is makrif for, that's the one it should be. So that's the chiddush, that it's chal. That b'shas the kohen is makrif and says, this oila, this bird, should be an oila for rochel, taka chal then, the din oila for rochel. And when this one should be an oila for lay, taka chal then, the din should be an oila for lay. So the Gemara of the Akati, Sav Rabbi Yossi Ein Breira, is it true that Rabbi Yossi holds Ein Breira? For your Tanya, we learned in Mishnah in Demai, that Amoret Shoma Lechaver, an Amoret that told his friend, and his friend was a Chaver, a Choshev Yid, they told him, Kachli Aguda Achas Asha Yerik. In other words, this Chaver, this from a Yid, was going to the store to buy himself some vegetables. So the Amoret, his neighbor, told him, you know what, buy me some vegetables also. His Kachli Aguda Achas Asha Yerik. Oy gluska achas, or else he saw us going to the bakery to buy some cake, so he told him, buy me a cake also. Then, so the chover goes now to the store and buys two cakes. Is the locha ein noit sorach laser. Divir Rabbi Yossi. When the chover now gives this one cake back to the Amorites, he doesn't have to take off maisim, he's take off demai first. Even though we're talking about this chover bought this cake now, the bakery store was from an Amorites. So when the Chava brings home and buys it for himself, Avadu, he has to take off the Mai first. But if he bought the cake, if we say Bishasi was in the bakery, this is the cake that he bought for his friend the Yam Oretz, he's not mechuyav to take off the Mai for his friend the Yam Oretz, because the cake never belonged to the Chava. It's just that he went to the store to buy cake for the Yam Oretz, so it's the Yam Oretz's cake, let the Yam Oretz do what he wants. If he wants, he'll take off, if not, not. That's Pshan Reb Yosi. Even though we're talking about Bishash, you went to the store to buy the cake, you didn't speak out, this cake is for me and this cake is for my friend the Amoritz. You Metchila bought both cakes stam. Just later we say when you give one cake to the, your friend the Amoritz, it's like Huvrat Dovlam Afreya, this is the cake you bought Metchila for the Amoritz. So therefore it's never considered that the Chover is giving his friend his own cake. It's considered that this is the cake I bought from you Metchila, therefore I don't have to take off Meiser for you. Does out Reb Yosi. The Chachamim say, no, Tzorich L'Aser. You do have to take off Meiser. Why? Because we owed Ein Breira. So when you first bought the two cakes, you bought them Stam. So we don't know which one belongs to the Amoritz. Now later, when you go give one to the Amoritz, maybe this is the cake that was really bought for you, and you're giving the Amoritz your cake. Now that's halacha. You can't give an Amoritz your cake unless you took off the Mai from it first. So that's the Chachamim Shita. So Chor Tzakashi, here you see Reb Yosi old Yesh Breira. And the Gemara Epech change it around. Reb Yosi is the one that says Tzorich L'Aser because he holds Ein Breira. The Chachamim are the one that say Ein Tzorich L'Aser because they hold Yesh Breira. So well, there's no steer in Reb Yosi. So the Gemara Tarshima bring another Raya. Hoimer Maise Shiyeshti Bebeisi Mechulul Al Sela Shetale Biyodi Menakis. Somebody that has Maise Sheni in his house and he wants to be, he's not in Yerushalayim yet, he wants to be Mechalud onto money. So the person says that I have a wallet full of money, and I want my Maisi Sheni to be Mechulul on one of the coins in my wallet. Which coin? Later, the first coin I pick up, on that coin should be Chal the Maisi Sheni. That's what we said. Again, Hoime Maisi Sheni, Maisi Sheyeshi Bebeisi. The Maisi Sheni I have in my house. Mechulul al Sela Shetale Biyodim Anakis. Should be Mechulul on the coin that I will eventually pick up from my kiss, from my wallet. Is Rabbi Yosi Yana Mechulu? Rabbi Yosi says, yes, it's Chal. Even though B'Shas Maisi, we don't know on which coin you meant. You didn't say specifically which coin. You just said whichever coin you pick up later. So Chur is totally in Breira. Still, Rabbi Yosi says, it's Chal. So Chur Nochem Alakash, you see Rabbi Yosi also from Yesh Breira. Have the Gemara Epech. Let's change it around. And Eima, let's say, Rabbi Yosi Yama Leichil. Rabbi Yosi says, no, it's not Chal. Why? Because he owed Ein Breira. So Mel will be good, like we're saying before, Rabbi Yosi owes Ein Breira. For the Gemara, I the Mod Mezachi though. Well, ma'achos is the Yav Chistarti, mak mechoda. How come we had last two brises we had, the Mishnahs, were raya that Rabbi Yosi holds Yesh Breira? And we changed them both around, changed around two of them, to say Rabbi Yosi Shita is Ein Breira. Why? Mak mechoda? Because Metchila we had one din that Rabbi Yosi said of Ein Breira. For the Gemara, Epoch, let's say Pum Fakert. Epechoda mak mitarti. Let's change around the first din that we had that Rabbi Yosi said by the Yayin, you can't drink the wine. There he said Ein Breira. Let's change it around and say there he holds Yesh Breira, it's mutter. And these last two dinim will come out good. The Rabbi Yosi sheet attack was Yesh Breira. Like how come we're changing around two dinim? I'll connect one. If I can't change one, connect two. And the Gemara name Hovada Ipchotanya. I'll bring you right the second din we just said about this Maisi Sheni to the Mechul on one of the coins that can come out of my wallet. That which Zicha was learned the opposite way around. That was Zicha learned that Rabbi Yosi holds Ein Breira. So therefore we have two dinim of Rabbi Yosi holds Ein Breira, the first din of the Yain from the Kusi, that he holds he can't drink the wine, and this din of Maisi Sheni is not Chal. So therefore we have two saying Ein Breira, they would say that's Emes. And the one that he said Yesh Breira by the Gluska, that would change around. What's the right for here to say that Rabbi Yosi holds Ein Breira? So the more the Tony says, because it says Klon the Sefer here, or Moi the Rabbi Yosi is Moi there, Boi me Meiser, Shiyesh li b'toich Beisi. If somebody says the Meiser I have in my house, Yehei mechulul al selo chadosho shetala biyodi menakis. If somebody says that the coin, the new coin, the new one, that I have in my wallet, the Meiser sheni shibichal on the new one. Shechilul, here Rabbi Yosi is Moi there that it's chilul. So Rabbi Yosi is saying a lashon meidir. The Brisa says here meidir Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi is meidir dafka over here. The Maaseh Sheni is mechulul. So Chur it's a diik says the Gemara. Mi dekama hocha shechilul. Since Rabbi Yosi says here in this case by the new coin that the Maaseh Sheni is mechulul on it is mechlal de hosam lechilul. Chur it should be rai in the first case where it wasn't the new coin. where there you have to come on to Breira, their takas lo chil. So Klura, you see Klura, Beis Yol's ain't Breira. We'll soon see what the chilik is. But when you have a few coins in your wallet, and we don't know which one is chal, but just later when you pick up one, that's going to be the bureau which one is chal on, that's totally in Yesh Breira there, Rabbi Yossi Yold is not mechulul, because Rabbi Yossi Yold's ain't Breira. Just as last case, when you have one new coin, the Baltus only one new coin, so it's not totally in Breira. Like right now, you're saying the Ferish, the Maisi Sheni should be mechulul on this one new coin that I have. So mele here, it's Vadei Chal, it's not totally in Breira, that's why it's chal. What's the case? What are we talking about? The Selah Chadosha. If the person has two or three new coins in his pocket, so bezoi tiyesh breira, that you have to come on to breira and you're going to tell me the reason why Rabbi Yossi said it's chal is because he holds tiyesh breira for the Gemara Hainu Kamaisa. So why does Rabbi Yossi only say it in the second case by new coins? He should also say the same thing in the first case. Where they're not new coins, the same svarim. If you don't know which coin you meant, b'shas you made that rasha. Just later, when you pick up the coin, that's the one you meant. You say yesh breira. So what's the difference of two cases? So to Murray ella pshita, you have to say the pshat is ella tileka ella chada. We're talking about what the case of the new coin is. You only had one new coin in your pocket, in your wallet. So then it's not totally in breira. Like right now, when you're mafresh, we know clear what you mean. You mean this one new coin. What's this lotion of tala? Like I should pick up later. It's not totally which one you pick up later. You only have one new coin, so right now it's chal the ma'isi sheni on this one new coin you have. Hey, lotion tala will be mashma later when I pick out one of them. It's chal the one I pick out later. So the more enechanami of the id the toni reisha tala. Since in the first case we're talking about you have a lot of coins, nothing to do with new ones. They're all the same type of coins. There, when is the ma'isi sheni chal later when you pick out one? So since in the Reish it says Loshen Tala, the one you're picking out, is Toni Sefer Nami Tala. Therefore in the Sefer it also says Loshen of Tala when you pick it up. But really it's Lav Davka when you pick it up. Because right now when you said your Ma'isi Sheni should be Mechulul on the new, on the Selah Hadosha, since you only had one Selah Hadosha Pshita, that's the one that's Chalon right now. You don't have to come on to later to see when it's Tala later. So the kids, Rabbi Yossi holds tak in two places, ain't Breira. So we say that's Bamis and Neshitis, Rabbi Yossi. I had this one din by Gluska, where it's told in Amor, it's told his Chavra to buy him the food, that there we say is ain't Tzorach Laser. That tak is Epoch. That there Rabbi Yossi tak said it's Osir. There Rabbi Yossi says when you buy the two breads, when you give the one bread to the Amorit, you do have to take off Meister, because when you bought it Stam, so now when you're giving the Amorites, we don't know if you're giving him his own, maybe you're giving him yours, therefore you mechuyev to take off a Meiser. Because the Beis Yishrit there is, ain't Breira. So the Moravaitan, oh, Malay Rav al Rav Nachman, Rav yes, Kasha to Rav Nachman, man hai Tano, who is the Tano that holds the Afilu b'derabonan lesle Breira? Even in Dinim b'derabonan, he also holds the Klal of ain't Breira. So up until now, we're talking about Dinim b'deraisa, about Meiser, about Meister Shaini, about Truma, Dinim Deraisa. Who's the Tana that says, even in the Rabbonim, the Gedinim also we hold in Breira? Now, where's the right in such a Tana? The Tanya we learned. Oh, Malachamish, somebody says to five people, Hareini Ma'arif, I want to make an Erev. Al Eze Mikem Shal Erza. In other words, I have four different places how to make the Erev, all four different sides. So I'm a supik, which side may Erev Shibachal? I'm putting out four Erevs on all four sides. Is I say Ratzitzi Yelech, Le Ratzitzi La Yelech. If I want to go to this side, I go to this side. In other words, you're making four Erevs right now, and Vashetzach, the fifth choice, Mr. Amr, is to stay home, to be in your house. So you're saying, if I want to go, I'll go, and if not, not. Is the din is Ratzim Mabajoyim Eruv Yerev. If you have Das Beferish to which side you want to go, before Shabbos or Beinash Moshes, we know which side the Erev is Chal, then it's Chal. If you first made up your mind that night, it means Bein Hashmashis, you did not know which side you want to go. So Bein Hashmashis, the Erev is a Suffolk Erev, he is Alocha Ein Eruvi Erev. The Erev is not Chal. So you see, even in the Rabbonon Dik Alocha, Eruvi Chatzer was Zonim, but the Rabbonon, still we say Ein Breira. So this was Rav's Kashat Rav Nachman, who is this Tana that holds Ein Breira even in the Rabbonon Dik Alochis? Zot Gemara Ishtik, V'layom Aloy V'lamidi. So Rav Nachman kept quiet, and Rav Nachman didn't answer him. He didn't tell him who is the Tana that holds even in the Rabbonim de Kalachas of Yodain Breira. Fred Gemara, Valei Malei, Tana de Bei Ayoy. Why did Rav Nachman answer Poshit? It's Ayoy. Like we had before, that Ayoy learned Pshat Neb Yehuda, that an Erev is not Chal Bebreira. So the Gemara, who lay Shmuley? His Atei Rav Nachman didn't hear the din of Ayay. That's why he didn't answer him back. So the Kitzer, Rav Nachman did not know who holds even the Rabbonins, you hold Ein Breira. So the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef, from Rabbi Yosef said, Tanoi Shekalta Miyalma Tanoi, as you're looking for Tanoim, you can't find Tanoim, you can't take them out of the world. Like, I'll tell you which one. The Tanya we learned, Hareini Ma'ariv LeShabosis, Shel Kol Hashon. Somebody puts down a rubi, it chumim and says, I want this one Erev to be chal for me like full Shabbosim of the year, if I want him. That Ritzitzi Elech, Lo Ritzitzi Lo Elech. I'm putting it down, and I'm like, I'll be totally in Breiro. A Shabbos, I do want to go Mizruch, let the Erev of Mizruch side be chal. A Shabbos, I don't want to go, the Erev won't be chal, will be chal in my house better. What's the lochem? Rotzim avoid yoyin eruv yerev. If he made up his mind before Shabbos to which side he wants the erev or bechal, he wants the erev to bechal, then tak it is chal. Mashenki mishach hasheicha. If he didn't make up his mind erev before erev Shabbos, he only made up his mind on Shabbos later. Is the lochem? Rabbi Shimon noyim eruv yerev. Rabbi Shimon says the erev is still chal because we hold yesh breira. Avi shinov bechachom emaimrim ein eruv yerev. So this is the Chachom that holds even in the Rabbonin de Kalach is like a move etchumim, still we say ein brera, and a male it's not chal. Fred the Gemara, Akasha now, v'ashamin le'le Rav Shimon, the left lay brera. So I call upon him the first man, the Yom was Rav Shimon, that says the Erev is chal. You put an Erev down before Shabbos, and on Shabbos you can make up your mind if you want the Erev to be chal where you put it, or you want to be chal in your house. So who you see, you say ein yesh brera. Fred the Gemara, Akasha, is the truth that Rav Shimon holds yesh brera. Fred Gemara of Shamin and Reb Shimon less library. We learned Reb Shimon holds less library. Is the Chura Kasha Reb Shimon and Reb Shimon? It's a Stephen Reb Shimon. So first turns out the Maria Leipach. Let's change it around. And Reb Shimon here is the one that says the Erev is not Chal. He holds Ein Breira, and the Chovim say the Erev is Chal. Fred Gemara, my Kasha. What was the Bikasha of Stephen Reb Shimon? Dil ki less Reb Shimon Breira b'diraisa. When does Reb Shimon hold Ein Breira? That was the case we had before when you buy the wine from the Kusi. And you have to take off the Truma, it's a Maisus. So you want to take off now Truma, and it should stay here. And tomorrow when you pour it off, it should be Chal tomorrow. That's your Diraisa de Kalocha there to take off Truma, it's a Maisus. So mainly in Diraisa de Kalocha, Reb Shimon holds Taka Ein Breira. Abba b'di Rabbanan Islay. But here it's a Shaila by Erevin, it's only the Rabbanan de Kalocha. Maybe we have to hold Yesh Breira. And the Maisus, La Halocha, that's the way we hold. We hold that in the Diraisa Dikadin we hold Ein Breira, and in the Rabbanan Dikadin we hold Yesh Breira. So what's B'chal the Kasha on Reb Shimon? So at the Gemara, the Teretz is Reb Yosef. Ksava Reb Yosef, Reb Yosef holds that man the Yisle Breira, the man the Yom that holds Breira, the man the Yisle Breira is Loishna B'diraisa, Loishna B'Rabbanan. Hey, see, he holds it on Afkumina. If you hold it in the Rabbanan, the Pshat is called the Tikkun Rabbanan, Kain Diraisa Tikkun. So it has to be Yesh Breira and Diraisa. Islay, or man the lesley brera, the man the yom that says no, he holds ain brera, loishna b'diraisa, loishna b'dirabonin. There's no difference. Once he holds ain brera b'diraisa, who are them b'dirabonin also he holds ain brera. So now that was his theory in Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon before says ain brera. So you talk, I made an epoch, change it around. Rav the Rama, Rav gives another teretz. Shani hosim, I tell you, really, pshat Reb Shimon holds yesh brera. Even in the diraisa, Reb Shimon holds yesh brera. Aye, how come before in the first case of the yain you bought menakusi that you want from the kusim you want to take off the trumas amaisus? He says even though you mafresh the trumas amaisus in this lug, still you can't drink the wine right now. And we're not soymich that tomorrow when you pour off the 150th that should be chal truma tomorrow. We're not soymich now. Why not? Not because if Shimon holds ein brera, but for nuchsaron. Rav Oma shani hosam devin and rachis sheshireh nikorim. What you say from truma is called rachis. That means you separate, this is the Truma, and the rest is the Chulin. So it has to be Nikar right now, B'Shas Afrosha, where the Chulin is. And here if you have your jug of wine, and you start saying 1/50th of it should be Chal Truma, but we don't know which one, see, even though tomorrow we'll find out which 50th, but about right now, B'Shas Yukarei Yashem Truma, right now we do not know which is the Truma and which is the Chulin, that's a Nuch Saron in Truma. That's why it's not Chal. Rashi says, Rav the Roma, time of the Reb Shimon b'yayin, lav mishum diyein breiruhu. I'll tell you the Yisle breiru. Really, he holds breiru. Ela mishum de kaya rachmon le truma reishes digon chovas yiroishcho. Mechlal shetei muvdeles truma mishireho. That truma has to be separated from the rest of it. Bishah shekoyro le Hashem. Bishah you make the kriya Hashem when you're calling a truma. Shetehi nearest rachis the Ebu Shirel. That should be nikka, this is the truma, and this is the leftover shirayim. And here, by this jug of wine, it's not nikka, b'shasta kriya, which is the truma, which is the shirayim, that's why it's not chal. Nuchsarn, why it's not chal. So the Maroma lay abaya, affect abaya, stam and svor now. Ela meyatev, that's true what you're saying. Hoyu lefon of shnei rimoinim. Let's say somebody had in front of him two pomegranates. Shel tevel, and taka both of them were tevel. So you have to take off truma some ices before you could eat it. The yoma, the person said like this, like a tonight. Im yer du gishom hayom, if the rain comes down today, yehei zeh truma al zeh. This one should be truma on the other one. V'yim lo yor du gishom hayom, if the rain does not come down today, then yehei zeh truma al zeh. The truma on this one should be chal for the other one. Is the chur in such a case, you can tell me, hochi nami, bein yordu, bein lo yordu, the yeim bedvor of klum? That whether it does rain, whether it doesn't rain, lemaisa it's not going to be chal the truma, because lemaisa b'shas you said the kriya shem, we do not know which one is the truma and which one is the chulin. Like you made it tonight, b'shas kriya you said, I want this one to be the truma on the tzad it rains. On the tzad it doesn't rain today, then the other one is the truma. So right now b'shas you call it truma, it's not nika. Which one is the truma? So you're telling me that's a chsar and truma could only be chal if right now b'shas kriya it's nikar. So chur in this case it should not be chal. So the Gemara v'chitay mochinami maybe enichinami it's taka true. That's good for what Rav is answering. That is such a yisoid b'shas you take off truma that has to be nikar right then. Which is the truma? Which is the shirayim? For the Gemara now kasha from din. For the Gemara v'yotanan we learned on mission in trumas that says truma sakri v'yotanan truma sakri azeh. Somebody has a kri, a whole pile of teres, and he says, you should know, I want the truma to be chal inside it. So Kuri didn't separate, say, claw like this, these teres are truma, the rest is chulin. He just said a lashon, the truma should be inside it. Or else, oh, truma smaisa zeh betoichoi. Or else the case we have maisa rishon gave it to the levi already, and now the levi has to be my frish, truma smaisa. The levi just said the truma smaisa should be betoichoi inside it. Is Alocha Reb Shimon Noimer Koro Hashem? Reb Shimon says it's Takachal the Truma. Zchur Tzvira. If you Rav is telling me Pshat Reb Shimon is that there's a new Halacha B'Shashu Korei Hashem on Truma, it has to be Nikar right now. Which is the Truma and where is the Shirayim? Where is the Chum that you're allowed to eat? Here it's not Nikar. He had just said in this pile there should be Truma, but which one is Truma? Which one is Chulin? So how come Reb Shimon says it's Takachal? And for the Gemara there's no Tzvira. Shani Hosam Diika Seviva. The pshat is there is the round part all around it, the outside part, that's by the chulin. Because what was his loshin? He said a loshin, truma sakri azel maisav betoichoi. He said in the middle of the pile should be the truma. Or in the middle of the pile should be the truma's maisav. So it's nikta klo, only the middle is the truma. And all around, all the sides, that's taka the chulin. So your taka is nikta klo, which is truma, which is chulin. That's why the truma is chal. Mashenkin in our case, by the lug of wine, of the jug of wine, where you stand saying the truma should be inside it, and right now we don't know where it is, just tomorrow when you pour out, you want to say the first, the 150th is truma, that's a chsar, and there the truma cannot be chal. Because b'shashu made that for us, it was not nikka klo where the truma is. The Rashi says, b'toichoy, b'yemtziyusoy tehe truma, so in the middle should be the truma, k'dei shir truma, u'meyashiv tehe lahate sviva, and right now it's nikka klo, the round part, all around of it, that's taka chulin, so mele is nikka right now, what is what? So mele here taka the truma is chal. U'trumas maisa, b'toichoy, the Rashi milsachri, there's another case, see, klayma, oyim hoye kri shomaisa, b'yomatei trumas maisa shaloi b'toichoy, is korah shem, v'yadachshi v'mochim men lohoye boyele yisa shotevel, because it was only Maiser Rishon without the Trumas Maiser. Umayata, now that you're Mafresh, Trumas Maiser, you're Machla Leikolo, Mishrum Truma. Umishrum Maiser Shein Chosrushlein. V'yim Nitmo, V'yochlo Chayiv, Mishrum Echo Truma V'tuma. So Teretz says, Yikas Vivov, Shireh Nikorim, Diyu Yobatoicha Kom. He only said inside should be the Truma. But where is the Chum? All around it. So that's called, it's Nikakla, where the Truma is and where the Chum is. So the Gemara, we boy you same another terrorist discussion of Shimon is like this. Kidiktoni Taima, like we learned. Omru Lel Rameya, the Chachom that dings the Chon Rameya. that says you're not allowed to drink this wine, it's Remeya says the old Yesh Breira. So when you say in this jug of wine, I'm going to be mafresh truma tomorrow, and tomorrow when you take out the truma, it's huvra dover that this was the truma the whole time, and you were allowed to drink the wine yesterday, the chom dingzach on Remeya and say like this, he's omru le Remeya, aren't you afraid, Remeya? Why aren't you moida to us, agree to us, that shema yiboka hanoid? Let's be afraid that maybe tomorrow or tonight the barrel will break. And it comes out that the person that drank the wine yesterday drank tevil. In other words, even if you say yesh breira, what happened here? You have this jar of wine, and you said, I want 150 of it to be chal truma. Where is the truma? Right now we do not know. It's in there someplace. So you tell her, Remeya says, you're allowed to drink the wine now. Why? Because tomorrow when you separate the wine you separate tomorrow, that is huvra, that is the truma, and not what you drank yesterday. But that's good if Lamaisa tomorrow you separate the wine. But let's say tonight the whole jug breaks and the wine gets lost. You'd never make afrosha tomorrow. If you never make afrosha tomorrow, so there's never chal din truma, we don't know which one. So then we have to be afraid. The wine you drank yesterday, maybe that was the truma. So come to say, Shitaka drank truma. So that's the Chachamim's taina to Remeya. And Omar Lehen, Remeya answered back to them, Likashi Yiboka, I'm not afraid that maybe the barrel will break. If the barrel breaks, Shitaka right, he did an Avera. Remeya says, I'm not choshish, maybe it will break. So the pshat is that really Reb Shimon Atalya holds Yesh Breira. So the reason why Reb Shimon says you're not allowed to drink the wine there is because we're afraid maybe you'll never get around tomorrow to be mafresh the real truma and say that was the truma and what you drank yesterday was chulin. Maybe it'll break tonight the barrel, and then if you never make a ma'aseh afrosha later, we have to be afraid. Since the metchila you said the truma should be in here, maybe what you drink and then became truma. So that you drank the truma. So that's pshat in Reb Shimon. But really Reb Shimon itself holds Yesh Breira. So maybe there's no steer with Reb Shimon. So the Gemara, the Lamai, the Salka, died in Mikara. That we thought Mikara, that what we thought first. The Binin Reisha Shishareni Koran. You want to answer me, a Teres, the Rabbi said that Reb Shimon's pshat, why the wine is not chal. It's because there's a new Yisoid, Pshashri Mafri Truma. It has to be Nika Klo, where is the Truma and where is the Chulin? Obezoi, my Kamale. Why did the Chacham answer back to Remeya? And they're not talking to the point. And the Gemara Hochi Kamale. This is what the Chacham spoke to Remeya. Lidi Dan, according to us, you know why that you can't drink this wine right now is Bina Reishish Sheshireni Korim. The reason why Yos Hesreb Shimon holds you can't drink the wine, not like you Remeya, is because you have a new concern that Truma can only be chal if it's Nikke B'Shas HaFrosha. Which part is the Truma and which part is the Shiraim, is the leftover part that's chulin. So that's why here, by the one jug of wine, for B'Shas you will Kerei Yashem, we don't know what is what, therefore nothing is chal. That's our Shita. Is Lidi Dan Bin In Reish Sheshireh Nikorim? Abul Lidi Doch, the Chob Matani Back to Remeya. But true, we could be masking you. Dingzach in that svara. You don't hold truma has to be nikah b'shas afrosha. Which is the rachis? Which is the truma? And which is the chulin? Now you hold, even though it's not nikah b'shas afrosha, but since later on tomorrow, when you separate the wine and take out 150 for truma, then it's chal truma. It's huvra davar l'mafreya. That's also good. About koponim moida, why aren't you moida to us? That Shem Yiboka Hainoid, why aren't you afraid that maybe at tonight, like before you make that fresher, the barrel of wine will break? And then it comes out that the wine the person drank yesterday was Achshash Tevel. You also drank maybe Truma? Because since you never made a Meister Biruleido, what you drank before was Biyisr. And Tigmaro or Malahen, and this Remeya answers back to Chom, you should know, Likashi Yiboka, I'm not afraid maybe you'll break. If it breaks, you take it true. If it never makes a mice of fresh later, Taki was also what he drank. But I'm not cautious. Watch out, when the barrel's going to break. Minastam, it's not going to break. And Minastam, I'm going to be mafresh tomorrow with the truma. So it will be chal al the din breira tomorrow when I separate the wine that was the truma all along. And the wine you drank yesterday was mutter, was chulin. So that's Remeya Shita, that it's mutter. All right, we'll stop here.